Good morning. This is Ellie and Matilda with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Scientists are battling a new unpredicted infectious bacteria that has led to up to 30 deaths in Queensland. Known for contributing to melioidosis, the viral disease produces chronic skin ulcers, sepsis, and serious lung infections like pneumonia. The bacteria lurks in soil and muddy water, stirred up by flooding rains, and is inhaled, ingested, or entered into the bloodstream through cuts and scratches. While cases are uncommon, the wet season increases risk. Those with chronic health conditions, such as diabetes, lung or kidney disease, are most at risk of becoming sick. 218 cases of melioidosis have been reported this year, 75% of which were aged 50 years or older. 95% had a known risk factor, including diabetes, age or chronic lung disease. 30% of cases have been sent to urgent care, which has been putting a strain on hospitals and medical staff. Scientists are working on genetic testing and research of the bacteria, but in the meantime, take care out there. Former Greens MP Max Chandler Mather spoke out about the challenging and abusive nature of Parliament. His first interview since losing his inner city Brisbane seat on Saturday, Chandler Mather said his time in Parliament took its toll. In terms of a workplace, it was bloody awful and frankly a lot of time miserable, he said. Chandler Mather said it's too early to decide if he will return to politics, but is looking forward to some time off. Despite his experience with Parliament, Chandler Mather said he has no regrets and is confident his party will continue to fight for a better world. In national news, residents of Shire of Serpentine Jarrahdale in Western Australia have once again been pushing back against the clearing of 12 hectares of protected Banksia wood in Aldsbury as questions of environment versus housing emerge. The area has long been sought after as a sand mine, which is considered a priority in building resource and would help bolster housing builds. However, the site is also crucial to habitat for black cockatoos. Sand is a key component of cement and other building materials, while the Canterbury's black cockatoo has suffered cuts to its native habitat over decades.
The endangered little tern, a small seabird, has experienced one of its best breeding seasons in the past 24 years. More than 900 nests were recorded across New South Wales with 485 breeding pairs and more than 500 fledglings. Each spring, the birds migrate thousands of kilometres across the ocean from East and Southeast Asia to the nest on Australian shores. For the past 25 years, the New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Service have been involved in trying to conserve and monitor the species, and their efforts are paying off. In international news, the conclave election for a new pope starts today in the Vatican City. Of the 250 alive cardinals, 133 are voting for the new pope, with two having already dropped out and those over 80 barred from the vote. The conclave is expected to begin May 7th at 10 a.m. local time or 6 p.m. Brisbane time for any Queenslanders with an affinity for conclave celebrations. The longest conclave in history was 1268, lasting over 3 years. ACU researcher Mr. Von Guttner said he wouldn't be surprised if this year's conclave proceedings took slightly longer, as the 2/3+1 majority vote must be achieved to come to their final decision. For your weather, Brisbane is sunny with a 10% chance of rain. It is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is the moderate band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.